What's up, everybody? This is JT back with another episode. So what's up, guys? You know, just a back quick little turnaround from the last episode, just because I've been running late. You know, when you got the kids and family and you just gonna start doing shit, bro, your family holds you back is what I'm trying to say. I don't know why anyone does it, dude, when you have fucking kids and people to keep alive. I have two of them, and I'm like, how do you keep track of these fucking things, dude? It's fucking crazy out here. But yeah, man. The boy's on the move with the podcast right now because I got kicked out of the studio, dude. Yeah, a couple times ago, you know, I just had a full production, bro. I just fucking put up my shit, plug into their outlet. Then last time, this dude pulled up, and he was like, you have a permit to be shooting here. I was like, I mean, God gave me the permit of life to fucking do what I want. And they said, not in Resorts World. God didn't create Resorts World. Foreign entities that want to steal from the American public and take our tax dollars did. So I just said, all right, touche, this is your guys' fucking land, so I'll obey the rules. Kind of like the natives do on their little reservations. All your ancestors died for this, brother, so you better fucking reap rewards and poison your fellow citizens. Because there's only a few of those top Indian chiefs that are still fucking head honcho. About fucking 95% of them are like, super weird and still fucking like poverty stricken fucking freaks, just like everyone else, dude. They're fucking no better or worse. What about when you say Indians and people are like, are you talking about the feather or the one on the forehead? And I'm like, dude, how about both of them? Because none of them are safe out here. And they still have the same morals. Is just like, you know how the Indians are born in like the hierarchy shit where they're like, you can't fucking get promoted until the next life. So you better fucking stick to what you fucking know. And just clean toilets and fucking shit like that. And you're just like, bro, I deserve better. And they're like, nah. But yeah, which brings me to the coyotes, dude. This guy thought so wolves haven't been seen in Michigan since like the 1900s. And this dude shot a fucking wolf. He was like, I got a record setting coyote. Took that bad boy in, dude. And it ended up being a wolf. You know what they say about wolves, dude? They'll come and eat you ass first. Just like the LGBTQ tribe. You know how the bears, there's bears and seals in the gay community? I don't know this, dude. People have just told me. I don't fucking study it. I'm not into it, dude. People. But yes, bears and seals are a big deal, dude. A bear's a big hairy gay. The seals are just smooth criminal fucking gays, dude. That like to get lathered up and just pounded. And then we have wolves. I guess they're prickly gays. But they'll eat your ass first, from what I've heard, dude. But yeah, this dude thought he had a record-setting fucking kill. And then it turns out, dude, you're shooting endangered species, dude. That's a class A felony. But you know, that's neither here nor there. You just gotta keep shooting that shot, baby. And like I've said, I've always wanted to get into hunting. But like, you know what's preventing me, dude, is fucking basically setting a week aside, getting out there and having something to do with. This is what's gonna happen. You're gonna get your hunting license, you're gonna go out there. I'm gonna go out there with my dad or someone. And we're not gonna be prepared, and we're gonna fucking, there's going to be a life-altering fucking situation. And I'm like, how are we gonna get this meat back home, dude? You gotta fucking hike in there, shoot the fucking animal, skin it, pack it up, and hike it back out. Like, you walk in there about fucking weighing whatever you weigh, but you walk out weighing 40 more pounds. And like, my dad, he just went deep sea fishing. He stayed two nights out on a boat with a bunch of strangers, dude. He was out there with a bunch of seamen. I was like, dude, how was your trip with all the seamen out there? You thought I was talking about the fishermen. I was talking about, you know, God's fertilizer. Or human fertilizer, however you want to put it. And he was like, had a blast. I was like, ha ha ha, nice. But yeah, he was out on the fucking boats, dude, in the middle of the ocean. I was like, did you see any mermaids out there and shit? He was just like, nah. I was like, fair enough. But yeah, man, that fool was, he said he battled the fucking fish. You literally are fighting, he caught tuna. You're fucking wrestling a tuna for like an hour or two. And the limit on them, he said he could get like two of them. And I was like, damn, so that's an interesting way to fish. Battling a fucking tuna for an hour. But shout out to him, he gave me some extra tuna fish from the semen. I mean, we probably have I don't even know how much tuna in my house in the fridge. But you know what I did? I got a fucking smoker for was it Christmas? My mom bought me a smoker to smoke meat. Haven't used it once. Well, I used it once. Well, I bought pallets for it and it was really a wood one. So be careful when you're buying smokers because those pallets will trick you, dude. You're like, oh, I have it figured out. I'm gonna throw pallets in my wood fucking smoker. Carbon monoxide the whole fucking apartment building. But now, yeah, we're thinking about smoking that tuna. God, I'm sorry. Just had a bunch of nachos and fucking tacos. And then the cheapest shot of tequila, they were like, do you want, you know when you're not gonna order, I'll call them and ask you, and you go, you know what, since you fucking asked me, dude. But shout out to y'all. Love you guys. That's JT just checking in. You know, one time for the one time. We done, son.